that maid from Germany, and after a year or two, she had forgotten the river Moselle, but other things she knew, a few, as the girls in the old town do. Now every night in a glare of light, she sits in a smart cafe while admiring swains with more cash than brains, buzz round with an air blasé and pay all day for the vintage she puts away by the sparkling Moselle, with a stout millionaire sits on Broadway's blonde daughter overlooking the water, and no one shows surprise at the wonderful lies that she tells by the sparkling Moselle.